The Outlet. The Talk of Wanaka.
Planet 13's a scripted short that I wrote, and I'm hoping to produce in early 24. It's set in the year 2093 on the planet humans have fled to after destroying Earth, basically.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I talk to Joe Murdy. Joe and his wife, Erin, own production company Bunker Street Film Co. in Wanaka. They're crowdfunding through booster.org.nz for their film Planet 13. We chat about the inspiration behind the film, where pre-production is at, and how you can help to get filming underway.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Let's have a look at what's on in Wanaka. Brought to you by Liquorland 3 Parks, there for your next event with Unreal Deals. Extreme Roofing is organising a Christmas convoy to collect donations for the Community Network's Link Food Bank on Saturday, December 16th, 10 to 2pm. For more info and to find collection points and how you can help, click on the Christmas button on the Wanaka app, then Events. Joe Murdy and Bunker Street Film Co. Wanaka are crowdfunding at booster.org.nz to get their Planet 13 film project underway. Joe talks us through the inspiration for the film, how far they are in pre-production, and what you can do to help. G'day, Joe. Welcome to The Outlet.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, can you please give me a bit of a background on the Bunker Street Film Company?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Bunker Street Film Co. is a production company based in Wanaka, owned by my wife and I. And we work on a range of things, really, from documentaries, TV series, branded commercials, music videos, and a small amount of scripted work. We also do line production, so we help international or out-of-town production companies with filming in the region as sort of like a local knowledge base.
And you've got studios as well, right?
We do have a studio space as well, yep, which is kind of designed for your traditional cyclorama shooting. So a lot of photographers use it, and documentary interviews, and then some crazy sort of lighting effect stuff like music videos and stuff as well.
Yeah. You're sourcing funding at the moment for your film project, Planet 13. Can you talk me through the idea of the movie, Joe?
Yep, absolutely. Planet 13's a scripted short that I wrote, and I'm hoping to produce in early 24. It's set in the year 2093 on the planet humans have fled to after destroying Earth, basically. So the film kind of focuses on a 24-hour period on the planet, following a young couple as they kind of search for a way to survive, basically. And yeah, the idea kind of came from the question of if we were to take all of humanity as we are today and give us a fresh, brand new planet that's untouched, would we wreck it? And if so, how long would it take?
I think I know the answer. We probably would. but yeah, so what are some of the themes or messages you're hoping that people take away once the movie's out there, Joe?
One of the key messages I can't really go into too much because it will give away too many spoilers. But the film was kind of a dig at humanity's general complacency towards Earth. You know, we all put out our recycling every week and we feel good about ourselves while we sit by and let, you know, just 100 companies produce over 70% of total greenhouse gas emissions. We elect governments who tend to chase profits over sustainability. And every day we're voting through like purchasing that suggests that we really value things like comfort and luxury over survival. And the film's not a, you know, you're doing it wrong or we have to do better story by any means. It's simply an observation to look at what the future might hold because of that complacency.
Look, I think it's important too, because I know that in Wanaka and in the region, there's a lot about food resilience and all these kind of things. And I think it's just important to keep hammering home that message, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like I say, I'm not trying to get out there and say that, hey, I'm doing it perfect and you all need to follow suit. It really is just a creative look at what might be our future if we don't do something.
Can we talk a bit about the production? I mean, there is a lot of work that goes into putting a movie together. So where are you at the moment with pre-production planning?
Pre-production's well underway. The script's been ready for a good few months now. I say ready, you know, that the script's never finished until you've shot it, but it's workable. That's what we'd call a final draft. Most of the locations are sorted. A lot of the crew are on board. We have some really specialist props underway, and casting's well into the process of that, so we're hoping to have it fully cast before the end of 23. So yeah, a lot's been done. We're very nearly ready to roll cameras, but I guess that's why we're at that funding process now, is just because we can't afford to complete principal photography at this stage, so we can't begin filming until we can.
So you're hoping to do that next year though, right?
We are, yeah. I mean, it's set on a hot planet, so it needs to be shot while it's hot. Once we get to kind of mid-March, we've lost our window for another 12 months. So that's why we're really doing a push now to try and get it shot in February, really.
So who are some of the team behind Planet 13 and how have they contributed to the planning and also the story of the movie?
The team's made up from a good bunch of local film industry workers. We're all passionate about furthering our experience in the scripted side of the industry. To date, most of the wider team's contributions through like sounding board and bouncing scripts back and forth and helping with the story, etc. And some logistics, bit of prep stuff, things like that. But as we get into production, there'll be a lot more hands-on. We have to dress sets, do costumes, light the scenes, you know, record pictures and sound. So that's where the team will really get involved, and it will also grow at that point to include a bunch more. But we are passionate about crewing it entirely from local Otago industry workers, because there's a massive industry here in Otago and everyone's very competent, and yeah, we just don't need to bring in outside help is the idea.
And you've got the best locations, obviously.
Yeah, well, that's it. And then the locations were a big influence on this film. It was like, you know, some of them are just so otherworldly. It feels like you are on a different planet. So to be able to shoot something that takes place on another planet all within, you know, an hour of home is pretty special.
Yeah, that's good. Not having to build another planet, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
So looking into the future, once you got it all done, where will the film be shown, Joe? And what are you hoping in terms of festivals and cinemas?
Yeah, so the initial focus is a festival film. So there's a list of festivals that the New Zealand Film Commission publishes, and it's basically the most recognised festivals from around the world. So our aim is to get accepted into a good number of those. A lot of them support short drama, and that's our target. So it will go off on a festival circuit and be screened at those festivals in different countries for roughly a year. And then once that's done, we can look into like a release plan and see what works for a general wider public release based on how successful it is, really. But there will be a private world premiere first so that all the people that have been involved and helped out can see it on the big screen kind of before it heads off on the festival route.
Now, how can people support you and find out more details about Planet 13?
Well, the biggest way people can support us right now is either by donating to our boosted crowdfunding or sharing the boosted page with people so that we can raise those funds we need to finish the principal photography. But if you Google Planet 13 film, it should bring up not only the boosted page, but a bunch of other information about the film. We've got a bit of an EPK online that goes into some more detail, shows you some imagery, and there's a little video from me and stuff like that. So there's a fair bit of info there on Google. Otherwise, just get in touch with us at Bunker Street and we can have a yarn and yeah.
Hey, well, all the very best for getting all the funding and getting the movie together, and I look forward to seeing it on the big screen, Joe.
Yeah, thank you, Brett.
The Outlet Jobs Board.
Here are some of the jobs listed this week on the Wanaka app. Thanks to New World 3 Parks for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Mount Iron Trenching and Excavation Limited are looking for a skilled excavator operator truck driver to join their experienced team. Yellow Cabs are looking for night taxi drivers. Many different options are available, from one night a week to as many as you wish, and includes weekends. Night shifts start at 4 p.m. and vary in length. And Lakeside Apartments are looking for someone to clean their outside area, pool and stairwells. The hours are 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, and it would suit someone happy to work solo, who's fit and wants to top up their hours. There's these jobs and more when you click on the Jobs button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, The Outlet.
The talk of Wanaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wanaka. If you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on the Outlet podcast, get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wanaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wanaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.